and Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Egyptian media site Progress in Truce Talks as Israel downplays the chances of an end to the war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.